in relation to the nationwide road toll, which is, you know, suddenly taken a steep upturn and has all levels of police or governments concerned about, you know, people dying unnecessarily on our nation's roads. So we've now taken that back down to a state level, and obviously throughout Queensland we're targeting different offences on different days in particular. Now, Monday was seatbelts, so you probably saw police cars driving around left, right and centre on Monday throughout the district, make targeting seatbelt offences, mate. And I'm very pleased to say that Port Douglas was one of the few places in the state where no seatbelt detections were found. So
it looks like
people are doing the right thing. They're taking that time to do the seatbelt up, but before they start motoring around in the district. So that was very, very pleasing. So, mate, we're pushing on, of course. We want to make sure that not just our area, the Douglas Shire, remains fatality-free for this period, but also we want to make sure that the state does well as a whole. So, look, as a district at the moment, we're doing quite well. We had a little bit of a close call up there Monday afternoon up near Cow Bay where an intoxicated man decided it was a good place to park his car 50 metres down the side of the cliff, but
It was an interesting story, Damien, because we heard, of course, through police media that a Victorian tourist tried to tow the car off and the tow rope snapped and the thing went further down the cliff. But I guess we should thank the tourists because they got the person out of the car and then they were brought to the Mosman police station where they sort of blew over the limit and been charged accordingly. But a very interesting thing. And probably the advice from that is, yes, help somebody out of a car, but, you know, don't try to do an operation that the specialists really need to be able to do.
But it was obviously the Good Samaritan in them came out and they tried to do the right thing. And look, kudos to them. I think that a little bit more community spirit wouldn't go astray. But unfortunately, this on this occasion, perhaps the rope wasn't quite up to the task.
That's right. Yeah, maybe he should check his tow rope, I think. Well, anyway, that's a snap one. But maybe the rope was a bit frayed or something like that. But anyway, yes, you're right. He was a good Samaritan. He got the person out of the car. Now, do we know there was a second person that police were after? Have we heard any more news with that one?
Mate, after having a conversation with the driver, it appears that he dropped that person off at the bottom of the Alexandra Range. So he hasn't even made it up the hill with the offender. So, and it appears that he's probably got hitched a ride back to Cairns because they were both from Cairns.
Yeah.
So, and the other gentleman's car is certainly going to be stuck there for quite some time. It's not going to be easy to recover it, but it was quite a task even to get down there with the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services personnel who are, you know, specially trained in vertical rescue stuff. They went down and did an excellent job as a team to do a good scan of the area, and they used some heat sensing equipment to make sure that there was nobody trapped in the vehicle or in and around underneath the vehicle. So we were able to eliminate that from our investigation.
Well, when you're driving around those roads, you've got to be very careful normally, let alone getting a skinful and doing that. It is totally ridiculous. And that person, although being charged by police to be over the limit, et cetera, very lucky person indeed that didn't end up a fatality.
Oh, mate, yeah. As soon as you get north of the river, you know, we all know that the road itself becomes quite narrow and speed limits. You have to drive to suit the conditions north of the river. And some of those corners there where you're meeting some tourism operators that are coming back in smaller buses, it gets a bit tight. So, doing it sober is scary enough, let alone doing it, you know, seven sheets to the wind, so I don't know.
That's right. All right, well, Damien, I know you're very, very busy, but just capping it off, we should always, take care as far as seat belts and fatigue and driving under the influence, et cetera, but this is a time where you are out and about, and if they do it, they'll be caught.
Oh, without a doubt, mate. And look, it is a zero-tolerance policy, so if you get caught, you did the wrong thing, take it on the chin, man up about it. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
No worries.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Paul.